It's time for Poppy's book review now with Pam. Pam, thank you for joining us this morning. Hey, we had a great winner last week. She was a lovely customer of yours.
Yes, she already was a customer. So as well as receiving her beautifully packaged book, she also purchased Pilgrim, which we've all been talking about.
Well, I hope she doesn't read it before I finish it. She probably will.
She's taking it away on holiday.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
This is Wags's bedside book that he's taking a long time to read.
No, well, I left it up in Auckland the first time, then it came home, and then I'm reading like a bit here and a bit there, but you really need to put time aside when you're reading a book.
I don't know how you do
so many books in a week. It's like
it's
beyond
my work.
Me.
It's my work.
I know, but you can't read for 40
sounds
hours
like,
a week.
Sounds
surely.
Like a great job to me. So Pam, today we've got two great books to talk about. The Lost Swimmer we'll talk about first, and this is the book that our lovely winners have a chance to read. So this is by Anne Turner. Pam, fill us in.
Well, this one's a real winner. This is a debut novel from a new Australian writer. She has previously been in films, and I think this must be where she has learned to build her characters, her tension. Mm. So this is set in the south of Australia. The central couple are Rebecca and Stephen. They both work as professors in the university. Everything's looking really good, living the dream. Everything's perfect, except that underneath we're getting into the academic life, which is fraught with politics, budget cuts, staff cuts. So it's very topical. Mm. Personality clashes, tension. She starts to build the tension right there, quite early on. By the second chapter, you're starting to feel that something's going to be, you know, something's looming. And anyway, in the investigations of the finances of the university, it's found that money has been diverted from the grant funds, and it's been going into Rebecca's account.
Ooh.
And they start to go into this. So she's being targeted. So she begins to feel that there's someone's plotting against her, something's going on, and that potentially her professional life could be in ruins.
Ooh, crazy.
So real doom feeling. You just don't know where this is going. So this is the beginning of it. You're introduced to the various characters. Then the mix changes, and she and her husband have a breakaway in Europe, which is to do with professional lecture commitments and leisure, and it takes them off to gorgeous destinations in Europe. And this could be an opportunity, you know, for them to become closer. Mm. And she kind of tries to leave the university situation behind her. But, yes. So, again, more unexpected things happen on a personal level and a professional level. And you just can't guess where this book goes. You can't put it down.
It's been described as quite an emotional journey too. Would that be right, Pam?
I think it is. And I think that's because the characters are so well drawn. They're three-dimensional.
Wow.
They're not just flat, ordinary people. You really do empathise with them. This is both the husband and the wife. Although the husband then, we get into the marriage and there is a few cracks, and we think there's possibly some secrets he's hiding as well.
You must love it, Pam, when you come across a book like this that is such a stunner from a first-time author.
Oh, we do. Oh, well, yes, we all do. We all do. And we so love to recommend these kind of books.
Great. All right. So
who drowns?
No, you can't, Wags.
I can't tell you.
Oh. You have to read the book. Some lucky person will win that book as well. That is what's up for grabs today. It's The Lost Swimmer by Anne Turner. All you have to do is text Megan to 3920 with your details and you're in the draw to win that amazing book. We'll make the draw before 10 o'clock. And just very briefly, Pam, we've got time to quickly talk about The Dying Season. This is another in a trilogy, isn't it?
Well, it's in a list, more than a trilogy. This is the latest from Martin Walker in his series featuring Bruno, the detective who lives in a gorgeous location in the southwest of France, rural
village.
They always
live beautifully, don't
they? They do. They get lovely food. Yeah, exactly. So in his book, the detective always has a situation. It might be a murder, it could be a mystery to solve, but we also hear a lot about the characters in the village, the life that's driven, you know, by the seasons and by the customs of the centuries and all that sort of thing. And he's not a bad chef either, so there's talk about the food he's cooking, which is always lovely.
Bit of a romance.
Yep. So you know, you'll just love it, really.
Very nice. So you can pop in and see Pam and the team at Poppy's to find out a little bit more about The Dying Season. And of course, again, that book we're giving away today, thank you, Pam, is The Lost Swimmer by Anne Turner. Text Megan to 3920. Pam from Poppy's Bookstore in Havelock North, thank you very much.
Thank you.